According to the fullness of times, of the word, the testimony, the covenants and the cleansings, God has given his servants and prophets meals to serve his people, that darkness in men might be destroyed. Behold, the Lord's table is laden with meals to build a generation of overcomers. From this table comes the ministration of grace from God's servant. Listen and be blessed.
Mercy. I worship you. Wonders. Thank you. Mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Have mercy. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me today. Thank you for everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Bread. Wine. Book. Prophet. Prophet. It's a prophet. It's ancient prophet. Ancient prophet. Ancient prophet. Angel of the bread. Enanguna fisiola. It's a face angel. It's a face angel. My prophet. He's a prophet. He's an angel prophet. He's a prophet amongst angels. I prophet. Prophet of scriptures. He's a prophet of scriptures. Angel of scriptures. Prophet. So angel, prophet, scriptures. Sent to help, scriptures. Kelo mosh, kishomano, kushime no mone. Kishomena mune kitubali ateska. Kishomena kumande. Kitu sielen. Sielen. Even to help. Take the things that Jesus has given. But to help, take it. To help you take it. Ulanuate. Kisumunja. Kisumunjul. Kiss my angel. It's my angel to help you, even in the way of a prophet. The way of a prophet. The manner of a prophet. For you need a way, even a prophetic way, to enter into this door. For there is a door before you. But you need a way, even into this door. And I've sent him, a helper in the way. He knows the way. He knows the manner. Even the manner of entrance. Even the manner of picking thoughts. Even the manner of picking scriptures. Which scripture? Yay! After which scripture? He sent to help you. Thank you for Jesus. Our Father, thank you for our Lord, Jesus Christ. You both have sent your angel today to help us, to help me. Thank you. What is in your heart? Get me there for your people's sake. I yield to the ministering spirit, this angel of the Lord. I yield to you through the Holy Ghost that Jesus has sent. We yield to the ministry ordained in the spirit, the participation of the angels of our Lord. They are portion lot for you. wherein thou standest, I yield in fear and trembling. To this ministry of saving of the soul, I yield completely. To ministration, heaven ascend, that which is important, that which is necessary. So we receive what the Lord has sent through you. Speak thou the word of the Lord to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Will everybody say amen? I was so glad about that insight that Reverend was sharing with us. I said that's a mean. Amen. Can we say amen? Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Commandment. In every journey of God's things, there is a commandment, which most often times we don't know that there is commandment. God is commanding some of us, and we may not be perfect in handling commandment. But I believe why that message is coming, so that we can be sensitive to what that commandment is all about. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say amen? And I just want you to know, that you can't do a well with any doctrine without his commandment. So the Bible says, said to Elijah, go to the widow, to a city of Zarephath, you meet a widow there, I have commanded her. God has to even command ravens to feed Elijah. And you could see it was commandment that held those ravens from eating those cakes. They couldn't eat it. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. Amen. They couldn't what, my brother? So God put something there that hindered them from eating it. So when commandments come, commandment is so powerful that it can act against your nature. Yes, sir. It can act against your prevailing nature. So it's clear, commandments are the secrets of entrances or usage of God's word, testimony, covenant. Without commandments, you can't prosper. You can't do them. You can't do anything without outside commandment. Bless ye the Lord, ye angels of the Lord that what? Excel in strength, hearkening to the voice of his word. What do? They do his commandment. So his commandment, it is the voice of the word. So the voice of his word is the instruction of how the word ought to be done. So if you, everybody say amen. Bless the Lord, ye is angels that excel in strength, that do his commandment, hearkening unto the voice of his word. So the voice of his word is what every one of us, is what God speak over, his instruction or his word, to get it done. I just felt I should just say this so that we can be well alive
to it. Instructional manual is not with you, it's with God. Because God is the one who knows how to use what he has given to you. Amen. All of us, are we saying amen? Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Let's see that Revelation 12. Reverend showed us. Verse 17. The devil was wroth with the woman, went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God. Now, they keep the commandments, though they have the testimony. But what do they keep? Are you listening? So that is, those are two things they are, it's like they had having as potentially residents in them. So that tells you the testimony thrives by the reason of the instruction of God for the testament. That tells you, you don't have the wisdom of how to use the testament. Say amen. Except God speaks. So you can see the whole in the epistle, the apostles, they will give commandment. They are able to give commandment because the Lord has trained them to give commandment to church. When God gives commandment, when they give commandment, it will open you up to commandments. It's to set your foot on how to enter into continuity of that manifestation of God's instruction. So this, the prosperity of doctrines is in his commands. So I call it wisdom. Not wisdom of revelation, but wisdom of usage, wisdom of obedience. When someone has not behaved himself wisely, you can have testimony. But testament will prosper only by commandment. Because there is a devil who knows how to wage war with testimony. But God will instruct you on how to use testimony to beat him. Because God is the owner of that testament. He gave it to Jesus. And it was patent in Jesus' name. So Jesus listened to the Father continuously until he's able to avoid the dragon, then overcome the dragon. Shout hallelujah. Then that tells you this animal isn't an ordinary animal. So I'm wondering how God made cherubims. They are just spirit. We give glory to God. Can we shout hallelujah? And listen to me. What I'm saying is, with a sincere heart, with a willing heart, you will be hearing God begin to shed judgment. Are you listening to me? God will begin to give you charge concerning the things you are doing, concerning the things he has given to you. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing. Then you, those charges also can stand as status of wisdom. You have wisdom. You have light. Hallelujah. On how to carry out. Are you getting me? Instruction for the property of God that is in you. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Can we shout hallelujah? So commandment is a spirit of spirit. When his word, his testament is in us, God rises upon them and to throw us into an experience of prosperity by these things. Can we shout hallelujah? Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So I am praying we will prosper. I will pray we will prosper. I wish above all that ye prosper and be in health. Even what, sir? I say your soul will prosper. You will prosper. You will prosper wholly. The Lord will cause your prosperity. I say you will move forward. Can we shout hallelujah? I say you will have wisdom. Not just wisdom of revelation. Wisdom of life. Can we shout hallelujah? I say you have wisdom. Some people can have understanding, but they don't know how to behave. You don't know how to handle things wisely. Because they are not well instructed. They are full of wisdom. Perfect in beauty. Not only that, you seal us up the psalm in unfair. He corrupted his wisdom. Satan had wisdom and thought by what he has, he'll be able to beat God. And that was where he became foolish. His brightness deceived him. Brightness is his fineness. When someone is thoroughly fine, it's refinement. It's luster. That's why you see some men are very bright, but they are not wise. I see some minister. They use their light to capture people. They can capture saints with their brightness. No, so when Satan does overwork over some people, he shed luster on them. I see a particular ministry and I know these people are holding men down by the reason of their brightness. Not brightness from the word of God or from the life of Christ, from the spirit of Christ. It's from the world. They know how to do things. They know how to carry out things. They know how to administer things. They know how to arrange things. And they know how to think, even the way they speak. They are disputer by stature. But that is not where it is. All those gifts ends in vanity. As long as your nature can't save a person, it means you are not equipped. If what you have does not defeat the nature of a grass, you wither. So real wisdom. I was praying for wisdom in 1997, entering 1998. I said, give me wisdom. Like this man of God, who is in the ministry, give me wisdom so that I can do ministry well. So with all my light, I have not been redeemed. I wasn't seeing some things. Then God intervened in anger. Then he says, not that one, not this, not that wisdom. Come on, not that. I say, what do you want? I'll give you my wisdom. Oh, I had it, spoke to my spirit. Then from there, oracle started coming out of my mouth. Babu, bobo, bobo, Then while that word was coming out, I was just opening to a transaction. I began to hear the song, what is the lamb that was slain? To receive wisdom, to receive power, to receive blessing. I said, oh, then they said, so if God said, this is the kind. I want you to trail the lamb. It's the wisdom of God. It is our own wisdom we want to give to you. So then you can see what Satan has done against the wisdom of God. He had made it look as if it's nothing. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Reverend, thank you for that word, sir. God will enrich this company. And God will help us. Amen, amen. Everyone say amen. And bless us again and again and again and again. Can we say amen? Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody shout hallelujah. Can we say it again, every one of you? Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you. I know your angel wants to speak. I receive from him today. Hallelujah. Amen. Strengthen. Amen. Glorious God, we thank you. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Shout hallelujah. Ooh. Quickly, I really. Shimon.
Zenema Hosevrovela, Chishiveno Frovle Kopovano, Chishibo Vreflego, Go Ugu Ugugabo Fale de Borovlegaba, Hachijo Dela, Ade, Shuvenete, Ectinos of Flatanimo, Vecen Oscalia Capata, Chisimoca, Gardoziga and dear Jesus, Jesus, Isimo Clatovre than Dujinata. Light of Jesus, light, light, light of Jesus, such light, eyes for the such light, quick, quick eyes, peruse through the parts, see, from the old to the new, see the light Jesus, separate light Jesus, see the colorations, see the descriptions of Jesus, even the blessing of Jesus is in the light, it's in the light, follow the light, for I have my man with you. for to help you toe even the path of the light, even for to show even the blessing. Even the blessing is a being. The blessing is Jesus. Bring the blessing. Bring the blessing. Follow the man. Follow the man then. Follow him. He will show you even the path.
Amen. Praise God. Open your Bible quickly to the book of something very simple, but I believe it's significant. It's pressed out from the Spirit of God to us just now. Genesis, let's go back to the book of beginning. Genesis chapter 49. I will just speak of this. This was the time Jacob was transferring blessings to the children. Amen. You have to be made a blessing to bless. At what point was Isaac, that his own son who wanted to steal the brother's blessing, became afraid? The point of blessing is actually the dimension of fear. To put the blessing of inheritance upon the chosen son. The father thought it was going to be Esau. We all knew their story. But God has already knew from the foundation of the earth. And also God has from the beginning of times chosen Jacob. Even though God loved Esau. It's not just Isaac that loved Esau. God loved Esau. God didn't hate Esau. God only said the future concerning Esau, that he hated him. But the person God really, really, really loved was Esau. So the reason for the proclamation of hate was because Esau was a profane fellow with all the evidence of blessing. Amen. So I think before this, to make it robust, let's see their birth in Genesis. You can see the stories in Genesis, not so? Exodus was actually a lower dimension of Genesis, even though they are proteges, not so. Okay, when their father entreated God concerning childbearing, not so, he was 60 when he gave birth to, when he conceived his wife. And the wife conceived two children. The Bible said the first one came out. Chapter 24, and these are the generation, verse 19, 25, 19, of Isaac. Abraham's son, Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian, of Padan Aram. Amen. The sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in your womb, two people, two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. The one people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. When her days to be delivered to thee were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. The first came out red. Look at them. That's the color of Esau. It came out what, son? Shout it, every one of you. We say amen. So the word Esau is red. Not so. Edom. Edom. The color of Esau, amen, was the color of the beginning, not so. Adam. So it's still the same. When you are going to look at it, it sounds the same. Edom, Adam. Edoma. Adama. That's the word. The word Adam means Adama. Red soil. So Esau was red. I fear Jacob. Every day I fear Jacob. He used the red polish to capture the red man. The devil taught him. He wanted the blessing, so he didn't go right about it the right way. But yet, praise God. You know that blessing is an eternal blessing. The first came out red all over. It was all over red and all over like an airy garment. You know, it's not just garment. You want to say garment? Like fur. Garment that has wool. Air. Imagine. What kind of a child is that? They call his name Esau. If you are going to trace his lineage, I don't think they have such a man from their lineage. God gave him that particular kind of nature because God wants to put blessing on him. In fact, the blessing was already his. Just by this description, and after that came his brother out, and his hand took the hole on Esau's heel. He was actually worrying from the womb. Nobody takes heel except snake. You see, the serpent with water, but you bruise his head. Even that boy has something about the serpent inside. Shout hallelujah. So he is supplanted to actually lie in wait. I know I am Binet. I'm not at your pedigree, but I'm going to get you. All his life, he dedicated it for the blessing. He wasn't a hunter. He doesn't have time to go and hunt. We never heard that he has one profession. He doesn't. It's like he's got no future ambition. What was he doing, man? What was he doing? What of his senior brother? He was a hunter. At least Cain was a farmer. What happened to Abel? Was an earthman. This one should have a job to be doing. Hello, sir. Later on, we found this profession. It was actually Uzzah, a shepherd. Master shepherd. But he refused that profession. He never allowed it to find expression. Because there was another profession that was very paramount to him. He feel, if I give my time to shepherding, I won't get this blessing. He was serious about it. He's got passion. I'm sure he must have been thinking, why not him? Why he so? And the person they gave it to does not know. He doesn't have weight in himself to regard the blessing. He gave and dedicated his life to get that blessing. One beautiful day, a chance opened up. And the boys grew. Esau was cunning hunter, man of the field. Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. What are you doing in tents? What are you dwelling in tents for? You are not doing a serious job. Amen. Tell me what is he doing in tent? Calculating. Not meditating. How old was Isaac? How old was Abraham? Who knew the time Abraham died? Every one of you. 180 something years. Shout hallelujah. And Abraham was 100 years older than Isaac. And Isaac 60 years old. And the years of Abraham. Jesus is great. Sorry, everyone, just wait for this meeting. I'm trying to scatter up Reverend Prophecy. He said, I'll be leaving here by 5. I want to scatter it. But it's like he's a prophet. Be careful with prophets. Everybody shout hallelujah. How many of you like how I behave? Let me see your hand. Reverend has come to accept me the way I am. And Reverend Senior Sister, Mommy, has been trying to package me. Reverend is packaging me from afar. But, and I have tried though. Have I not changed Reverend Ken, sir? Amen. I don't know. But, you know, Reverend has fallen in love with my vessel. Shut up. So I'm safe. Now, these are the days of Abraham and the years of Abraham, life which he lived. And 103 score and 15. How many years is that? So when the kids were, it means Esau and Jacob must have seen Abraham. Not so, everyone. It means Abraham 15 years. 14, 15. They must have seen Abraham. And I'm too sure, everyone says I'm too sure, if he dwell in tents, he must have gone to see, that Jacob must have gone to inquire of Abraham about the promise. The same thing, say Abraham, apart from being a shepherd, he also dwell in tents. But one nature that Esau has, Esau was wild. It wasn't a tent man. The Bible says he's a man of the field. So that man must have learned certain culture. And must have waited in his heart. Somewhere, I believe that he feels or he knows that one day, this man that is not serious about this thing, he knew his brother, that one little mistake, he would take it from him. Father, we thank you. And Jacob, the Bible says, because Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. And there is something about Esau's hand and preparation of meat. But Rebecca loved Jacob. And Jacob sawed pottage. And Jacob, what, sir? Who can tell me the name of sawed? Stir, prepare, and came. Jacob saw, and Esau came from the field. He was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with the same red pottage. For I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. Kai, on Bible. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. I want to ask you, he didn't ask for Abba, Abba. Baba Ile. Abba Ile. Abba, Abba. There was no any other legal tender to purchase porridge. He went for birthright. Then you know that he has had it in mind. Reverend says he's looking for a what, sir? Ah! Jacob. And some people are thinking in the spirit, in the New Testament, that issue of birthright is not real. Hey. It was quoted in Hebrew. Hebrew chapter 12 or 11. Let there be any fornicator or a profane person as Esau, who for one most sell of meat sold his. That was, it means you can still sell your birthright. And Esau said, behold, I'm at the point to die. Abba. What point shall this birthright do to me? Hello, sir. Everyone say, hello, sir. If you are joking with everything, don't joke with these things. There are certain things you don't play with. Don't do comedian with this kind of a thing. Hey. 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 Heaven hard. Then they recorded it. What? I'm about to die. And what is it to do? Oh my God. God was watching this fellow. It disappointed God. Because that was the person God really chose. But God loved someone else whom he never gave it to. So God decided to hate him. He decided to hate him. This fellow, I don't want to see you. It's just like a father who trusted his son above many other sons and put a lot of confidence. And one day, this son decided to disappoint the father. That pain will go deep. If you bring that boy again, say, please, I don't want to ever see him. Why? Please keep him away. Because of the pain. Maybe we may not know, Esau broke God's heart. A lot of people have broken the heart of God concerning eternal assignment. Can we say amen? Reverend sir, the guy went further. Let's read though. And Jacob said, listen. He didn't say, okay, take it, since you say, take. He didn't just say, take. You are dealing with a beast. Jacob is not an ordinary soul. He said, then swear to me. You think you will just say later on you want to take it back? Swear. And he swore to him. Ah! And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Maybe you never knew. The Edomites didn't forget the history. Esau generation, the Edomites never forgot that history. They were angry at it. Edom. How many of you know Herod was an Edomite? They were not Jews, but they were Hebrew. Not so. He was an Edomite. The Lord said, Jacob blessed, Isaac blessed Esau and said, you will be this, but you will serve your brother. But after a while, you will grow fat, then you will break his yoke upon you. It came to pass in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. It took nearly to the fourth kingdom before they got breakthrough. But for a long generational time, they could not take. They were under Israel. They were serving Israel. And thy sword shall, by thy sword shalt thou live, and shall serve thy brother, and it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from thy neck. So it means he will have dominion. Reverend, he came into dominion. Edom was ruling when Jesus came around. Hallelujah. And Jesus never tampered with his dominion. Israel did everything to be free. But the guy is a fox, not so. Jesus can say, go tell that fox. They were under that dominion. There were some zealots who felt they can make Jesus king. Am I talking to you? Went and fought. They killed them for nothing. Then the son of the disciple asked, what will happen to those ones? And Jesus said, if they died in their sin, are you getting me? They just died. They will face the penalty. So activism won't do you anything. Because some guys they are herods by nature. Now they connived with the Romans. That's how he took power. To bring Israel under subjection. They connived. They agreed to be under the Roman Empire. The Herodian kingdom. And that's how they gain ascent over the Jews. Over Israeli. Not that they fought. He is a fox. So they say, in Palestine, we will serve you. We won't fight you. Just give us the dominion of that region. Then Caesar said, no problem. So he ordained them to be kings. What they only send there, they send governor from Rome. So in the days of Jesus, you see the Herod being king. Let's see it. Book of Luke. Shout hallelujah. The first time they mention him. The birth of Jesus. Now in the 15th year of Tiberius, reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, sorry everyone, Herod being Pontius Pilate, being the governor of Judea. Amen. And Herod being the tetrarch of Galilee. His brother Philip, tetrarch of Etruria and the regions of Trachonitis. And Licinius, the tetrarch of Uzza, Abilene. Annas and Caiaphas being high priest. The word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. So you see all these regions, hallelujah, is the region of Uzza, of Herod. Let's see. Chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be saved. Not so. And this taxing was made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone, into his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea. Praise God. Can we shout hallelujah? Shout hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. So this season that Caesar Augustus was on the throne, hallelujah, to the time of Tiberius, you can calculate it as 30 years from this time. But Tiberius ruled in the 15th, divided rule in the middle, in the 15th year, he began to rule. So Jesus was around up to 15 years when Tiberius was the emperor of the world. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Can we say amen? Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. And that same season of Tiberius, Cyrenius was governor of Syria. Can we shout hallelujah? Now, the governor of Judah, is possible that there was no governor in Judea. Are you listening to me? I say it's possible because Judea was under Syria as of that time. So that was the season, praise God, sir. Can we shout hallelujah? When governor of Syria handled the whole realm of the Palestine. Shout hallelujah. He said, and taxing was made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. Now, they didn't mention anybody as in governor of Judea. So it means every province was under Uzza. But there was also one Herod governing what, sir? All realms where this governor was. So when he died, the kingdom was divided to his children. So they became tetrarch. If you will understand the word tetra, I think that's four. So it means it was divided into four provinces. One Herod gave birth. You know the Herod that wanted to kill Jesus? The Herod that wanted to kill Uzza. Later on did what, sir? Died. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you say amen. So it was this decree that took Jesus to Bethlehem. And Jesus was born. Everybody say amen. And when Jesus was born, everybody say amen. Jesus stayed 2 years, shout hallelujah, in Bethlehem. And ran out of Bethlehem to Egypt. So all this season, when they now heard that Herod is now dead, they came back to Nazareth. Can we shout hallelujah? Everybody say amen. Then another governor came to govern Judea. Can we shout hallelujah? Everybody say amen. And the Herods were divided into tetrarch, Abilene, Licinius. I mean, Abilene, different places. Hallelujah, Galilee, amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Is anybody saying amen? Can we shout hallelujah? Everybody say amen. This was the season that they broke dominion. The Edomites. The man was very cunning. Herod and the Sanhedrin don't like each other. But the time Jesus will be killed, they came together. Herod was not the son of David, but seated upon the throne of David in Jerusalem. Their freedom came from the Jewish and from Israelis. Hallelujah. They ruled Israel by connivance. And that's how they broke dominion. Israel is a tough nation. But the fox studied the way of Israel and brought Israel under. And God allowed it. I think God allowed it. Everybody say God allowed it. Why? If Israel isn't under and they have their freedom, Jesus will not be allowed to actually operate. At times, it's not easy. When someone takes dominion and it's not what you love, because there is a slim chance for God to sneak the most important, amen, important words, agenda into the earth. So you looked at times it pains you and pains you so deep. But as far as God is concerned, he's having his way. When something is for the good, total good, overall good of mankind, at times God takes decisions that will hurt many. Shout hallelujah. Everybody say amen. Many of you may not understand what I'm saying, but me, I'm talking to myself. Not so reverend. Thank you, my pastor. So, he broke dominion and then became free after more than 1,000 years. That was strong. So please, don't play with your birthright. I said, don't play with your birthright. Don't ever joke with your birthright. This man took an oath and sold his. The Bible says, and Jacob gave Esau bread, verse 34, and pottage of lentils. And he did eat and drink. Ah! And rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. I will be saying some funny things today. Not funny, but look somehow. I don't know the English word to describe it. But it's going to be around this thought. You see, it first came out red. Verse 25 say, the first came out red all over and like an airy garment. And all over like an airy garment. They call his name Esau, and all over like an airy garment, they called his name Esau. Hallelujah. red man. He had the, what does he have? Air. So God took the blessing of Abraham and wore it on Esau. He had this as a garment just to encourage him to overcome what is inside him. I'm just saying, God knew Esau will have a challenge, and his challenge will come from the devil. Esau, we have an inheritance inside him. But God worked so much around him to be able to defeat his death. Fighting your demons. We call it, everybody get demons, I'm fighting our demons. Fighting your demons is fighting your inherent nature. God expected Esau to overcome his nature. So God gave him he was born with gift. He was red. That red is not a red devil nature. It's red for the inheritance. That was the way Adam was made. Adam was a red man. And I'm too sure Adam's body was not plain. Adam must have been hairy. Because he has a blessing to receive a blessing. So God, some of us, we have some potentials that some does not have. And yet, we will be overcome. And some who doesn't have the potential will overcome by the same thing that overcame you. So you can see how God packaged Esau. This is this. Now that body wasn't a chance. It was deliberate by heaven to encourage Esau to take the blessing. Isaiah, give me one place in Isaiah. I don't know the verse. The sword of the Lord batteth the heavens and cometh down to Idumea. Let me see. He said, the sword of the Lord, okay. For my sword shall be bettered in heaven. Behold, and it shall come down upon Idumea, upon the people of my cause, to judgment. Are you seeing Idumea? So, with the fat of the kidneys of the rams, for the Lord a sacrifice in Bozrah and a great slaughter in the land of Idumea. So, Idumea means Edom. Amen. Is they speak to it from Ashkelon in Bozrah. The Lord is coming down from slaughter is also in Isaiah. I want us to exhume this prophecy. I hope you are not tired of me. Today's word, I'm not the one who brought it home. I sat down, They open it, oh, I'm following it. Who is this that cometh from the sword of the Lord? Okay, who is this that cometh from Edom? With thy garments from Bozrah. That this that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. This is Jesus. Everybody say amen. Wherefore art thou led in thy apparel? Thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat. I have trodden the wine press alone, and the people that were none with me, I will tread them in my anger, trample them in my fury. In their blood shall they sprinkle upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. This is Jesus. Oh, someone is saying, Daddy, where, what is this again? Oh, may you open your eyes. May God open your eyes. I'm not hearing you shout amen. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what we say? Blessing. Or blessings. Blessings are, they are in variation, not so. Blessing starts with revelation, knowledge. And blessing graduates from knowledge to word. From word to covenant, testimony, and hand in the book. All of them are blessing. But the core or the fullness of blessing is when it has gotten to life. Blessing becomes blessing when you are receiving his promise. And you can have knowledge. What? Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art knowledge, light. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. But it's not all. There is a fullness of blessing. But Esau, hallelujah, I don't know what God did to Esau. God wore Esau with the garment of promise. He was wearing it and everybody thought Esau. But Esau broke God's heart. Edom. So someone said, Reverend, what are you trying to do? I'm using the back end. I'm trying to trace negative to the positive. Shout hallelujah. The redness of Esau didn't change. It was red. Until Esau fulfilled a prophetic destiny, which was negative. The word Edom is actually a stained promise that is seen at its high level. Remember, the Bible talks about the blood of Jerusalem shall be purged. So when you are taking out blood, you are taking out sin. So when something is blood, it's talking about life of the flesh. Somewhere the Bible says, because of the eyes of the Lord upon a stone that is set before Joshua, the son of Josedek, the Bible says the blood of that, behold, one stone have I laid upon Joshua, the stone, seven stones shall be high, one high. I will engrave the engraving thereof, see the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. So sin can be bloody. Now, so though your sin be as scarlet, though your sin be red as crimson, as red can be life, red can be dead. So red that God does not want people to get to, which is named for the purpose of destruction, is called Edom. Yes, in Bible. He called it Dumia, Edom. So the sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams, for the Lord has sacrificed in Bozrah. And all these things, when you hear rams, kidneys, lamb, they are people, human beings, that Jesus is going to slay when he comes to Bozrah. So Jesus arriving from heaven, not so, my brother, after the man child was a paved way for the slaughter of kings. Amen. The man child will have overcome. There are certain things Jesus will not do. He has to send the rod of his strength out of Zion. Rule thou where? In the midst of who? Every one of you. He said, and the Lord at thy right hand. The Lord, who is sitting at the right hand, shall strike two kings. So it's clear, the actual coming of Jesus, Reverend taught, not just the appearing of Jesus for revelation, but coming of Jesus in the person that all I and the world will see him again, will be that time. Jesus will come again and spend 1,000 years here. Shout hallelujah. And is coming for Edom, to rule Edom with the rod of iron. Said, the Lord at the right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. Everybody shout hallelujah. Verse 6, let's see it. He shall judge among the heathen. This heathen, the whole world, then is not a spot that is Edom. He's talking about nature of man that has become a Dumia. And he shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads of countries. And then he shall drink the brook in the way. The brook is actually the flow of blood. Therefore shall he lift up the head, the Antichrist and the prophets. That's what Jesus would do. Revelation chapter 19. There was war. The great war that will happen between the Lamb and the beast and the false prophet and the kings of the earth and their armies. I hope you are listening. Today is a day of blessing. I'm finishing this message. It's a crowning. Everything is a crowning. Everybody shout it. Just to tell you that the Lord God will judge your enemies. Amen. Are you ready? Listen to this description. Revelation chapter 14. Oh, the angel of the Lord is here. Is tearing me and make you feel so small right now. Oh, my color, my cock. Hallelujah. Verse 14. You see, and I look, behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud, one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head golden crown, in his hand a sharp sickle. Another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the clouds, "Trust in thy sickle." Not so, Pastor. "Reap, for the time is come for to reap the harvest of the earth. Is ripe. Reap the harvest of the head." Trust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap for the harvest of the head. Is what, sir? Then, what happened? And he that sat on the cloud thrust his sickle, in his sickle, on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Then verse, another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven. He came out on the temple, which is in heaven. He also having a sharp sickle. Then another angel came out from the altar. We had power over fire. Not so. And cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, "Trust in thy sharp sickle. Gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe." To harvest. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth, cast it into the great wine press of the wrath of God. So these harvest was for the wrath of God. And the iron wine press was trodden under without the city, and Buck came out of the press. So you can imagine, instead of grapes, the press are people, human beings. Even, and the blood came out of the press, even unto the bridle of the horse. And the space of 1,600 furlongs. That's many kilometers. 1,000 and what, sir? Can we shout hallelujah? Some people calculated this as 90 miles. Am I right? Is it 90? Or 3? What is it? 184 miles. And the wine press was outside the city. As the vintage was trodden, blood poured from the wine press, as I, as husband, do, a river of blood for 200 miles. Sorry. It means you have to travel to Lagos to see the flow of blood, and is as heap as what, high as the Osbrido. Help me, Lord. And remember, I cannot take great understanding. It means one harvest that will be reaped and cast into the wrath of God will be the clusters of grape coming from the vine that are fully ripe. We say amen. Give it to me. Let me say it the way it was while said. And the wise, now he tossed him the sickle, the second harvest. And the angel tossed his sickle into the earth, gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was, he said, trust in thy sharp sickle. Gather the clusters of the vine of the earth. For our grapes are fully ripe. Some is just harvest of the earth. The grapes are not fully ripe. Our grapes are fully ripe. So give me the first harvest. Talking to the man, one like unto the Son of Man, sitting on the cloud, trusting thy sickle, gather the first one. And he that sat on the cloud, trusting the sickle on the earth, and reap, and the earth was reaped. Say that to me. So the, how many harvests we have? Two. One, they reap the earth. The other one reaped what, sir? The vine, the clusters of the vine, whose grapes are fully ripe. Then they cast that second harvest, whose grapes are fully ripe, to the wine press, which is the wine press of the wrath of God. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. So the harvest was reaped by the same person that sat on the cloud. Who is like unto the Son of Man. I believe that was our Lord Jesus Christ. Who reap the earth. Then the next harvest was reaper and angel who threw the clusters into a wine press for Jesus to press. So Jesus will press one and reap the other to himself. Jesus is great. Open chapter 13 of Revelation. I think we can find an answer. A beast came up from the sea. Who has power over all nations? The devil gave him his seat, his power and authority. And all men that are on the earth wondered at him. And the beast which I saw was like leopard. His feet was as the feet of a bear, as mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Verse 4. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and worshipped the beast, saying, we is like unto the beast. We is able to make war with him. And there was given unto him mouth speaking great things and blasphemy, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months, 3.5 years. Not so, and he opened his mouth in blaspheming against God and blasphemous name is tabernacle and there that dwell in heaven. I've not finished. It was given unto make war with the sin and to overcome them. Power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Then let's see. And all that dwell on the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. So it's clear those who will worship him, their names are not written where? Lamb's book of. Let's just take it as the Bible says it. Just, this is just the summary of what will happen with the beast. But to worship the beast has a process. Verse 9. If any have man have you, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience of the saint and the faith. Patience and the faith of the saint. Listen, now the beast is the one that will be led to captivity. He is the one that will be killed with the sword. Not so. Because he did that to men. So the same thing will be measured back to him. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, spake as a dragon. He exercised all the power of the first beast before him and caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Not so. Shout hallelujah. And he doeth great wonder so that he maketh fire to come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. He despaired them all that dwell in their means by those means of miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast. Are you hearing me? Which had wound by his word and did live. And he had power to give life to the image of the beast, that the image should speak. Both speak. The image of the beast should both speak. That is, should it can give both life to the beast and make it speak. Those are the two things. And caused as many that will not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all both, let's read it together. And he caused all both small and great, rich and poor, free and poor, to receive what? How many? Where? In their head? So it's not at the same time. So it's in session. Some will get the mark in their hand. Some will get it where? But anywhere you have the mark, you are gone. This is where I'm going. When you have the mark in your forehead, what has happened to you? You are sealed. And if you are sealed, you are fully ripe as a grape. That's where I'm going. Now you have developed your clusters of vine. Praise God. But if the mark is in your hand, you are still a worker. Thank you so much, Mark. You have not come to fullness. So as a marker of the hand, you are still a builder. So you are building the image. You are a servant. Eche? Not so, sir. Can we shout hallelujah? Thank you for everything. So those ones are not ready for the wine press. Oh, God. What did I say, sir? Because what happened? They don't have the mark on their forehead. It is not and, it's all. It means some we have capacity to answer. This is where I'm going, Babani. This is the message has just opened. This is where I'm going. So those who, in those days, your hierarchy in the kingdom of the beast is not by I know man. It's by mark. Is where the seal is, or where the mark is. So if the mark is in the forehead, they've been sealed. But if the mark is in the hand, you are a worker. Meaning, you have been eroded in the workforce. Shout hallelujah. All of you shout hallelujah. So if you have a mark in the hand, you are building together the kingdom of the beast. But if the mark is in the forehead, you are fully sealed. So like I said, in the kingdom of the beast, there will be hierarchy. You can't be a king in the kingdom of the beast without sealing on your forehead. Then you can see, sir. that the mark in their right hand is a submission to righteousness of the beast. This is a different kingdom. The kingdom of the beast is the world to come. Oh my God. This present world will go. That of the beast is the one to come. What Satan wanted to patent is this kingdom of the beast to heavens. And God said, no, it can't enter heaven. They limit it to earth. That was the anger of Satan. Now, both the beast and Satan has the same color. The beast is scarlet. Satan is a red dragon. So both of them are promises. So what the beast was wearing was the color of red. Hello, sir. Is the color of a promise. The same promise said the dragon is what my brother is wearing. So the red dragon. So when you are meeting the red dragon, what are you fighting? Promise. Divine nature must have reached you fully. It must not just be precious. It must be exceeding great. You have all the promises. You must have been sealed by it. So it means you must be red to meet red. For you to sit on the throne, you must be red. When Jesus was coming down with the bridal company, everybody shouted, man-child is not a bridal company. It's a different kind of breed. The bridal company came with white linen. It's the garment of the Holy of Holies. It's a garment of what, sir? It's a garment of service. It's a linen garment for approaching God. So Jesus came down with them here to dye their garment. Oh, now that insignia, the feast of the price. So they show you what they want to do with them. Oh, do you get me, sir? If Jesus wore blood from heaven, he was wearing a garment dipped in blood. Now, the garment was not dipped in blood here on earth. It was dyed red with promises of God. That tells you the... But his wife, they were called army of heaven. Shout hallelujah. All of you should say amen. Army of heaven as against the beast and their army. Say that to me. But God is merciful. The message is already finishing. God has had mercy. I thought I would travel. A shortcut. Pastor, are you seeing what I'm saying? Now, this message may not be you understanding all the curriculum of doctrine and principle. When you get home, it will be multiplying. I'm putting spirit inside you. It's the spirit of the message. Let me just preach it. It's supposed to be more church. And Joe Mula, Babush, hey, Uluba. Basho, Papo, we are follow. Fear Walu, Uluma, Julo, Mopolo. Yamalo, Pusho, Mote. Misheshe, Olomo, Mahomi, Shomo. Hena, Soshe, Karudani. Help me. Is the angel? I know when the angel is speaking. Go ahead.
Oracles of Jesus, even spirit in Jesus. For you need to take spirit, for to generate spirit, you need to receive spirit, for to become a house that can process even the thoughts of Jesus, even the things of Jesus. For as spirit came out from the dragon, from the beast, from the prophet that went into nations of men, so also I am pressing out spirit. I am pressing out spirit. Spirit through the mouths of the Holy Ghost. Spirit out of Jesus. Spirit. Elohim spirit. Take spirit. Take spirit. Take spirit. Because I'm saying spirit. I'm speaking spirit. I'm speaking life. I'm speaking spirit. Therefore, tying you to spirit. I'm tying you to spirit. I'm tying you to my spirit. I'm tying you to my oracle. Even by my spirit. That you may have a tie. Even with the blessing. The blessing called life. The blessing of my life. Even my promise.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jamais chufa, chufa chuai niwa kio ne duai ni, chuai nai tu nu funguti ya lakoko wani atisi ya, kushini ya askukuluna, furgo gorgosiveluwa, fodergezia zimzunia, fugurguzinia sagarga, fodergezinia tini here, asgarga ni in here, asgirga na tini here, furujuwe ni ya in here. Ogurvushuanate is here. For there is a heaven of blessing here. He said, heaven! Heaven! There's an heaven of those things here. But there is a heaven also warring against it.
Yeah.
But there is a heaven of blessing here. There is a holy heaven here. There is a holy, holy, holy cloud. Oh, glory heaven here. It is omoshua as kito lomate dia, taskete nubaka. For it's tuminishin telia. It is under this cloud that these things are being declared. Yeah, it is under this atmosphere that this blessing, even blessing of this plane, even blessing of this heaven is here. For to rain down spirit, for to rain. For to rain down help, for to rain down entrance, for there is entrance for taking up here, for there is grace for to absolve, even to cause ascension in minds, ascension in thoughts, ascension in capacity to comprehend, even by by the blessing of Jesus, blind, low blind, ati blind. I'm removing blind. I'm removing blind. I'm removing blind. I'm removing wrong blind. Wrong heavens. Wrong heavens. Wrong heavens that's veiling scriptures. Wrong heavens that clouds judgment. I'm pushing them back. I'm pushing them back by the authority of Jesus.
Are we blessed? Say amen. The Lord is your strength, everyone. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Now that chapter 14 and the adverse in 14 is not an adverse for God, not adverse into the kingdom of God, or adverse of good persons, but adverse of earth that have been caused. But there is a great lesson to learn here. You can see in Revelation, a lot of negatives were there. Is to actually help us push into the right interpretation. They are actually, those things are anti-type. They're anti-type. They are not a type. They are anti-type. So when you see an anti-type, there is a real one. So I said the army, say army of heaven. All of us must shout it. Everybody say army of heaven. So those who came to fight the army of the head is the Lamb and the army of the heavens. So I just want to, just a simple preaching. The Bible describes the clusters of the cursed vine, the real vine. The clusters. Thank you for hearing. Or the vines that are well, that has produced cluster and has brought forth fruit, and the grapes are fully ripe as armies. The word armies means those who have been harmed. They've been what, sir? So the ones that are just harvest of the earth, they've not been harmed. So they are the one with the mark in their right hand. So they need to walk to be harmed. So to take a nation, take their honey. And you bring their subject under subjection under you. So the land is coming to reign, not on the honey, but on the subjects of the powers over the, where are you getting me? Of the kingdom. So there are powers. Like in Nigeria, get into a political power, then you become the chief commandant of Nigerian armed forces. So army are the one keeping people under government. Is the army. Remove the army from the president, it becomes nothing. So when you see the armed force guiding him, they are there for the kingdom installation. So that kingdom can go forward. That's what an army is meant for. So there is no dominion without being armed. If you are not in the armed forces, you can't what, sir? So, to be an army is to vine up. You must be ripe or produce fruit. To be a vine in the kingdom of the darkness, the kingdom of the beast, it means you have capacity to fight the Lamb. If you are not showing it now, you show it later. So when the one who sat on the cloud, who is the Son of Man, ripped the head, he ripped the head to rule them for 1,000 years. They had the mark and he ruled them for 1,000 years. When the 1,000 years was over, the dragon was what? Was released from the bottomless pit. Before the 1,000 years, they cleared the army. and the beast and the false prophet. The beast and the false prophet was thrown into the lake of fire alive. Say that to me. Alive. All of you say that to me. Alive. So that tells you there are differential in degree of grapes. They themselves, they are vines. They are choiced vine of the devil. Am I coming? And they brought forth a sour grapes. Terrible grape. They are red. But they are dead in themselves. So they don't need to slaughter their flesh. They have already developed body for lake. The Bible says they took them, I was wondering, alive. And where did they throw them? But as long as you have swine, signed in into the nature of a vine against Jesus, you will fight him. You may not yet be harmed. To be harmed is to be fully sealed. When the mark is on the forehead, and when the mark is on the forehead, you're already producing grapes. Shout hallelujah. That's the wisdom in it. Say amen. Amen. All those whom Jesus will rule over in 1,000 years, not the saint, all of them have mark. And for 1,000 years, they will not die. They won't give birth to children. Why should they give birth to children? You want their children to go to lake? So God will not allow them to produce children because of the destiny of those children. People like that won't give birth to good children. They will stain the child with greater sin. Now Adam just died. The death upon Adam was not extremely heavy. But look at what happened to Cain. Not more, not now. Look at somebody who has gone to the end, whose soul is completely gone. And then you say, give birth to children. God will not allow babies to come out from there. It's even possible that they will not marry. That lamb will stay their body. The power of that lamb, that is the expression of the rod of iron. Is going to find expression on the earth for 1,000 years. Both the evil ones and the righteous will live forever. I am of the opinion that the army of heaven, they are coming with a resurrected body. Rapture will have taken place that time. Amen. All of you, are you hearing me? So that will form the camp of the saint. The army of heaven will form the camp of the saint. The army of heaven will cluster around Jesus as Jerusalem. That is the bride. The bride that is not yet glorified. The bride that has not been decked to minister. In chapter 21, you see that bride. She has adorned herself. In chapter 19, she had done herself for marriage. She got married on earth. They don't marry in heaven. So for marriage's sake, they brought it down to earth. Again, you guys understand? They brought marriage down to earth. So you can see the reason for coming here is to come and marry the saints who have experienced some overcoming. I don't know, maybe I'm talking to you. They overcame, but not completely. Now, the man-child company has an agenda of overcoming that God wanted. That is, remove the dragon from the air. It will take more than a linen garment to do that. It was a pure, white, and clean to do that. You tell me they are not overcomers. They are. They are, sir. They are. Say amen. What did I say, sir? But that man child was the one that overcame the way Jesus overcame. That's why Jesus says, sit with me also. He was caught up to God and to his throne. Say amen.
Amen.
Then because of him, they removed the dragon from the way. The dragon was cast out. Even the dragon was cast out. That made Jesus, look at me. The dragon was depriving programs in heaven from occurring. Even the program of the world to come. The program of the bridal company. Because the bride needs to be married to her husband. And it's not going to take place where? They have to come down here. So they were coming for marriage. Everyone say that after me. But some people decided to stop them. And then they made them feast of the marriage. They made them what, my brother? All of you shout against them. I'm not hearing you say it against them. So they are the first feast of the marriage. It's called the wrath of the Almighty God. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Can we say hallelujah? Can we shout hallelujah? Is there anybody saying amen? Lesson to pick, spirits to pick. Things are. What I'm teaching, doing today is more than preaching. A spirit is entering into you. I perceive a lift in the spirit. A might in the spirit. Kai. Very awesome. Let's see chapter 19. Cool. The wall. Look it for me. Between at Megiddo. Just endure a little bit, I beg you. War at Megiddo, can you bring it out for me? And the lamb that came with the army of heaven. I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies. All of them are armies. All of them. Different ranking of army. So what makes you an army is that you're a vine. See this thing very well. So you are not also going to be an army of the Lord in heaven if you are not a vine. So two armies are fighting each other. So if you are a commoner, a civilian, you are not yet an army. So the warfare, say that to me.
Warfare.
Shout it, every one of you.
Warfare.
A warfare of two divine natures. Yes, ma'am. Those white linen beings have already started on the course of the promise. They have overcome. What just remains, hallelujah, is to wear the promises. Like Esau wore the promise. Oh. What did Esau wear? So you can now understand why God went back to Idumea in the judgment. God remembered Esau. Esau was not wrong. Esau was good. But Esau became evil. A wrong Esau. And a cursed Esau. Am I talking to you? Thank you so much. It's extreme enmity to God. When is, you know what, you see what Herod did? That's an Edom. That's a king of Edom. Killed little children from age 2 downward. That's not ordinary. That's a wicked man. What was he protecting? In this kingdom. You think Herod was an ordinary man who is able to use the powers that be, a kingdom, an empire on earth to rule Israel? He enter power. He enter into alignment. And we have Esau as men on earth. Those who are treaded with sin. Who has somehow drank of scarlet. So when people come with that garment, I'm afraid of them. Oftentimes I pray, God, don't let them succeed in their enterprise. But some of them, they go against your prayer because they are fulfilling prophecy. We must just endure them until their season pass. Some of them are terrible animals you can't destroy. Thrones has to be cast down. For judgment to be set. For that to be removed. Because they have done the will of the devil. To the uttermost. I hope I'm communicating to you. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. There are some men on earth who have divine nature of the devil. When I say divine, divine is not really, the word divine is not only for God. Divine is a status. It's a state. It can be good and it can be bad. D-E-V-I-N, divine. And who, what are they clustering? Vine. Aren't they divine too? So because they were divine, least of the honey is a vine. As fruit. As bare fruit. So it's an honey, it's arm. What makes honey different? Ask me. Shout me. An honey can be equivalent to 100 men. Yeah, that's what makes it means his arm. When somebody can equal 3 men at once, that's how they build honey. You just need about 800 of them. They can take down the whole of Ondo Town. They are water. They know what to do to bring you down. You will go with cutlass at a day and all kinds of things. Army is looking at you. They will disarm you. Have you ever heard of Metesini, most of you? The first Boko Haram in 1982. I was in secondary school. It occurred in 82. Later in the, towards the late 80s, it occurred again. It occurred in Kano. Army killed them. It's a particular Marabouz, an Islamist scholar, who terrorized Kano and put it under siege, who held people in bondage. He operated like Boko Haram. They call him Metesini. His junior brother in Yola stood up after they killed the brother in Kano. He's a Cameroonian and decided to revenge. One day he rose up. While the brother was killed, he was brewing in where? In Yola. He stood up one day. He started killing. They sent police. This one was even heavier than the first. Started killing. Army. Police, they dealt with them. Mobile police, they dealt with them. Nobody. Then they now went to him. Somebody told me a story. They now went to the battalion that was in Yola and told them that we can't handle these people. They handled the whole of Jinita in Yola State. Then the army said, is it now you are remembering why we are there? I thought you don't want us to come. Now, who is Nitesini? It's okay. while they were fighting, rattling, scattering, people ran, people dying. It was just one armor tank and 21 soldiers or so. So the armor tank was then, they were juggling how they were going. You know, I'm not talking about this present army, those army that fought Biafra war, those Bachaman, you know what I mean, them, those Bula, those when you see them. Anytime they are playing football in Zari, when you bring, they call them Battalion 94. Tall. They don't laugh. Mean soldiers. You see their marks. What do you think they won't tell you there? Amen. I used to know one who used to come to our compound when we were small. We now went to Nigerian depot in Zaria. So we now walk on their parade ground as a child. He knows us. He knows us. Then he knew we know, my friends. He knew us. What are you doing here? I'll be with me. You don't know what you are doing here. We have no speed in our throat. If I catch! All of us started watching, sir. We pick race. Kai, fear. Dread, they are fierce. Some of those army are dead now. Those are the Nigerian army. I went to Owo to preach. And I met one Owo man who was an army. And we are talking. I'm from Zaria and all that. He was guiding the gate of the hotel, Reverend. What's his name? Adebowale put me. And I said, he said they went for their bursary and they now met some army from Benue State, those old army. They now ask him, we discovered there is, they said there is one in your village, on your town. He said, yeah, it's just a war between the palace boy and all that. Oh, that's not war. That's chicken fight. That's chicken fight. If it is war, buildings should be level. There should not be houses. That's chicken fight. Okay, I think those are old army. They are retired. He said, they told me, said they were telling him, they said, it's chicken fighting. Did I ask him, are there houses? They said, there are houses. Ah, no, that's not war. If it is war, there should be no houses. Shelling. In war, when that sound of the armor, that shell, if you hear it for 6 months, you won't be able to hear. That's how they live. So when people say, we want war, you don't know what war is. Nigerian army, say amen. Do you know they scatter that man? The people scatter. Those Islamic things scatter. You know? Just one day job. So towards the end of the war, of that thing, so some of my friends who were actually staying on the upstairs, they were on the street, they were angry, they were hiding, they were not watching. Then I saw one of the metesine in my hand, was having a sword, and saw an army warrior coming, one of the army. He was walking with his gun. So he now sighted him nearly about, let's say, 50 meters or how many meters away. The metesine man now took his dagger towards the end. And he had gone. You know, if you just shoot him, the army got angry. He hung the gun and started running towards the metesine in anger. Pa, 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 pa. Before the man, he packed him from the ground. The man went up before he came down, he knifed him there to death. He killed him because I'm trained. That's an army should be provoked to war. When you are, that's the one man can't fight a real army. So when the Bible, you see what they are doing to you, what Reverend Busu is doing to you, is harming you. Breaking you from the civilian code. Yes. There are saints who are civilian. Allah was civilian in the church. Many of the church members are civilian. Listen to me, armies are not those who war all night for a breakthrough. That's what I mean. Amen. Those are policemen who receive bribes Army can go hungry. He's hungry without water. You want to give him money? What do you want to do for what? He can even ask a question. You see, when you are going to order, you see one army that he doesn't ask you for money. Police will stop you. For how long have you been traveling? It will be as police that ask that question. But army man won't stay with you. Let me see that. What is, are you there? Are you the owner of that thing? Yes, we are the owner. So from where are you coming? From Lagos. Okay. Where are you going? Akure. Okay. Where did you get this plate number? He's going there. He has a stick. He will hit the car. Is there anything? Don't go yet. Where are you going? Come on. Wait in there, your boot. Our clothes and belonging. He's wanting you to say, oh, God. We want to wait until you release. One saw me on the way. He just wanted to tell me, they're not interested in stopping. Just to let you know, your boys have been in the sun for a long time. Are you getting me? What is it? What we just that we plead you. We are not fighting you. Just make sure anything you give to boys will be well appreciated. It will be well appreciated. Am I communicating to you? Me too. Well, I started laughing. The guy was talking like a motivational speaker. I'm not saying. Kai! A soldier does not know how to talk like that. This is my final joke before we end. In Kaduna, you know, brother told me during the coffin of one particular something that happened. Say amen. Everyone shout hallelujah. Army was there. Army was enforcing it. They now missed them with police. So some people now came late. They accosted some people who did not actually enter the house before the time. They put them on knees and then telling them to do frog jump. Then the policeman told the army to stay a bit. He said, where are you? They stopped the frog jump. They knelt down. Why did you come late? I'm just acting. So you come from there. No, you know it's dangerous for you. Anything happen to you, be talk. But I will let you go. And make sure this does not happen tomorrow, all those things. So what do you have in your pocket? How can I get? He collected money. And when he collected the money, he left. They allowed them to run. He took the money, shout hallelujah, everything. He gave it to the army man and left him. The man does not know that this kind of a thing can come from. The army man took it. What is this? This will happen many more times if you will yield. It was corrupting the... To me, it's more dangerous than the... Telling you that instead of killing yourself here with command and what happens, that there are things here. You know, not get wisdom. Am I talking to you? That's the devil. He just gave him everything and left. During the same coffee, sorry, I'm saying another one. They now met. Capture some people in. Is it Lagos or Kaduna? They were. So one Igbo man among the people that were caught saw that the soldier there was a Igbo boy. Through his name. And now calling, entering with him, being with Allah, with him here. Keep your mouth shut. Don't speak that language to me. Oh, that's an army. That's how Nigerian army is. They are not tribal. It's a sect of Nigeria who is turning it tribal. It's turning it tribal. The Lord will help us. Any army should not be tribal. Even in the kingdom. If you can't be harmed against your tribe, you're not yet an army. You spoil things for the kingdom. Hello, sir. Is it servants, prophets? Prophets, they are armory. They are armed forces. Those things is for to harm you against the dragon, because the dragon is an army. If you're not an army, you can't take him down. It's a regiment. The dragon is an army. When you get to heaven, you see angels. They are not civilians. Who are they, sir? How did they praise the seraphims? Praise God. The Yoruba Ajayi Crowder puts it where? Mimo, mimo, ni oluwa, awon omo ogun. So all those seraphims, who are they, sir? So you will know that the holy place is actually a warfare zone. The most holy is the most formidable warfare zone. If you are harmed to the most holy, you will take down the devil. I said the Lord is preparing you. Do you remember Ezekiel, after Ezekiel 36? Reverend was teaching on Ezekiel 36 of different hearts. 37. 37 and 36, they are the same. Are you getting 37 and 36? What are these? Is the interpretation of 36. So the purpose of 36 is to raise exceeding great army. So without that kind of army, the world is in trouble. After that army, remember, there are another army in 38 and 39. There is a 38 army. There is a 39 army. The 38 army is the army of the beast. The 39 army is the army of the dragon. After he's loose for 1,000 years, you see those men that has mark in his hand, he will lift them up. He will deceive them and teach them that they can war with the Lamb. If you can understand what is, he will raise them. Then he will, they will surround the camp of the saint. If the dragon can harm you up, what of the Lamb and God? Much more. Everyone say much more. Say that again. So I want to talk a little bit about clusters of grapes in the dominion of God. Let's see. Revelation, Genesis chapter 49, I think so. The blessing of Jacob over Judah. I said Judah is a lion. Let's see, Judah. Not so, sir. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. This is Jesus. From death, you've gone up. After Jesus destroyed death, him that has the power of death and destroyed the grave, he stooped down. That is his, what happened when he stood up. That is, he was on the throne. And then he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? He shouldn't be. He shouldn't let him hungry. Kiss the son, lest him be hungry. Then what happened? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. A prophet shall the Lord your God raise from amidst you. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his foal unto the vine. Not so, my son. And as an and his ass colt unto the choice vine. So it means he has vine and choice vine. He has an harvest of vine that has not matured. But he has them whose grapes are fully ripe. So he too has the same thing. He washed his garment in wine and his clothes in what?
Blood of grace.
Hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? His eyes shall be red with wine. And what happened to his teeth? Is wine, what? White wheat milk. Everyone say white wheat milk.
White milk.
You know, that's not an ordinary milk. That milk there is the fat. Amen. Fat of God. Cheese of God. Grip. It's clear, Pastor, you can't, no one can touch vines without a foe. No one can touch choice grapes or choice vines without an ass cult. An ass cult is actually a little donkey. A foe is a bigger donkey. At times they call a foal, the foal of an ass, is a younger donkey. But a colt is a baby donkey. So it's clear the higher you go, the smaller you become. So the sign of a donkey is a sign of meekness. So God won't tie a colt. They won't tie a horse to a vine. It's a donkey. They will tie to a vine. You can't reach your vine without its meekness. So you need a level of meekness to reach vine. That's how you know the king of Israel. How do you know the king of the ride on mule. So when Jesus was riding on donkey and ass colt, what did they say? This is Messiah. Blessed is he who cometh where? Name of the Lord. So you can see their father blessing Judah to take the promises that Judas will have access to promises divine. Can we say amen? Can we shout hallelujah? So there is something about vines and the grapes of vine, full divine nature. The grapes of the vine, when they cast the army of the earth into wrath of the Almighty God, they were destroyed because they were grapes. Revelation 19 says, their flesh was fed to birds, and their blood was allowed to actually travel like a river. So where was their flesh? That their flesh is their body. You get to a place where your body become blood. Where your body becomes dyed. Where your flesh takes the color of the content. Where flesh and the blood becomes one. So when they were destroying the flesh, shout hallelujah. What are they destroying? The grapes. So what, those whose flesh has become as red as their blood, they are not ordinary. That was the nature of Esau. So the nature of blessing is when the container and the content becomes one. Jesus got there and said, I am divine, true vine. Who feed me? My father is the husbandman. But when you get to these premises, you can attack anything called red. You can overcome anything red. You can walk in the victory of the commandments. As they reap the vines of the earth, cast them into a rot of the Almighty God. Heaven reap you and take you up. You become first fruit to God and to the Lamb. Are you blessed? God will. You know, divine nature is a promise. Divine power is the power divine nature releases for you to come into life and godliness. But divine nature, because God has called us to glory and virtue, whereby giving unto us exceeding. Peter was not talking about testament. He wasn't talking about the word of God. He was talking about promises. Because the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen. You will come. I say we will come. I say we will come. When you are developing to become choice vine, there will be warfare. But overcome the dragon, nothing will change. Nothing. With Jesus' assistance, your vine will be ripe. And you will bring forth fruit. At times, I say you will be fruitful. Those are the things they are telling. That you bring forth grapes. When your body, your clothes, your garment, your soul is red. I say you are coming to that place. Can we shout hallelujah? How many of us are blessed? Let me see your hand up. Can we shout hallelujah? Is there anybody happy at all today? So, and you can all tell me, this is biblical wisdom. Say biblical wisdom. You know, from metals, you can begin to tell the grade of a nature. So the least of the metal from dust is iron. And we know that iron is blood. Iron is blood. It's not so, my brother. You may not believe me. I don't have the science to prove it. Are you getting me? So when they say the rod of iron is the least of the rod. The rod of iron is a nature. It's a nature of the reward of God. The rod of iron is a breath. It's a spirit of nature. You may know I don't have proof, but I believe this. I don't have proof, but I believe. If iron can be blood, not so. Brass too can be blood. Then silver too can be blood. Do you get me? Then gold too can be blood. So you can move from blood to blood. From nature to nature. So when that woman later on wore gold as a garment, she was wearing blood. She has become what, sir? Extremely. Extreme, distinctly raised to mirror the husband. They came to prepare her on earth for eternity. to wear gold as a cloak. You will gather gold as dust, so you can make it as a garment that is weaved by an expert of needleworks. I say, God will cause us to wear this garment. You will wear blood at a high level. All the metals take blood. I say, all metals take what, my brother? Yes. These are wisdom of heaven. Shout hallelujah. All the metals. Brass, they pour blood. So brass is a kind of blood. Now, to me, that's how I see it. Silver too. Then gold. Gold also receive blood. Shout hallelujah. I say, he will clothe you with gold. He will clothe you with salvation. You will be an overcomer. Can we say, I will overcome? I say, the Lord will arm you to overcome. The Lord will build you up to be an overcomer. The Lord will, commandment will not stop in your habitation. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. You'll be flexible in the hand of the Messiah. So you can come into your different involvement. I say you will evolve and evolve and evolve and mature and mature and mature and take the victory. I say that not too long, you will develop the nature of God. You will sit on the throne of David. Because it's yours. God said, I will give it to you. I will teach them my covenant and testimony. He said, I will teach them my testament and my covenant. I shall teach them. I will also cause them to sit on my throne. Their children will see it. The Lord will help you. You are slated, designed for something on earth. You won't fall below. You will not be a scavenger. You will kill your prey and eat it fresh. You will never break the code of hope. You don't lie on hunger. Hallelujah. That's the strength of lion that I love. I say, oh, stronger than any other animal, because it turneth not from any. Hallelujah. Turneth not from any. Thy lion will fight men, fight beasts. At the same time, lion fight himself. The greatest strength of lion is that he fights his nature even when he's hungry. A leopard can't sustain that. Lion won't feast on the dead. Lion stayed. You see, lion getting thin. If there is no food, he will endure hunger. Hunger! 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 Until food comes. That's hope. The lion's nature. I say, God will bless you. Where nothing will be, no matter what the devil do, you won't turn from your nature. You will come to a place you are greater than the world. After some time, the world will stink in your face. Nothing the world will offer. You will become better than the price of the devil. We have lost some people to the world. They were deceived by Satan. And then they let go their birthright. But this generation will never suffer that. I'm praying for Eternal Life Embassy. You will prosper. You will prevail. In all the places God is setting you up, you'll be an eternal excellency. The joy of many generations. The Lord be with you. The Lord bless you. The Lord will progress you. The Lord will make you a great nation. Are you hearing me? The Lord will make you what, sir? The Lord will bless you. And the Lord will make you a blessing. I say he will make you a blessing. This work will become a blessing. Anyone who bless it will be blessed. And anyone who curse it is in trouble. Lord, thank you for this work. Thank you for this place. I ask for the spirit that multiplies. The blessing that increases, that which moves forward, rest on them, be with them, now and forevermore. Amen.
We believe you have been fed by this inspiring ministration from God's servant. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our special meetings? You can join us every Wednesday for the special teaching series by 6 p.m. or on Sundays by 8 a.m. online or on-site at Eternal Life Embassy Assembly around you. For inquiries, call 0704-921-2074 or 0703-395-8818 or visit www.fmeli.org. Remain blessed.